Thanks for tuning into The Morning Mix. This is Rebecca, and I am speaking with singer, songwriter, music producer, author, Grammy Award winner, and more, Toby Mack. Good morning, Toby.
Hey, good morning, Rebecca. Let's do this. Come on.
I know. And so I could have went on and on with all your accolades, you know, but that would have took the
Come
whole
on.
Interview time.
Come on. I'm just a dude.
I know.
Out here trying to do what we're all trying to do.
Yeah, but you're a dude that a lot of people know and love, especially here in the Toledo area. I'm going to tell you what, your music impacts us so much.
Man, I'm honored by your words. I'm just trying to write songs that turn people's eyes to the real king. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And we love your new album. Let's talk about Elements. I mean, when was the seed planted for this project? Was it out of life experience too, or worldwide issues?
Absolutely. Life experience that I'm going through as a husband, as a person, as a father, as a man of God, as, you know, just sort of Elements became the theme to all the songs. The songs kind of play out how the elements affect us, you know, as we try to be that person.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the beauty of the record is that it sort of is a whole project. It's a whole record. It all works together. It's a body of work, which it's been a while since I didn't write just singles. You know what I mean? This mm-hmm. was like supposed to work together.
And, you know, when I read about you or I listen to the lyrics in your songs, the word unity comes to mind. I see you as somebody trying to bring people together and to put differences aside. And I hear that through your music. And, you know, we have an enemy that's seeking to disunite. And the Bible says he knows his end, but he's trying to drag us all down with him. I mean, why are we struggling with unity right now?
We're struggling because we have a lot of wounds, you know, our history. There's wounds in our history. It was a broken thing and we put it together, and it's still a little bit broken and probably always will be because we're humans. But we have to offer people grace, and we have to see the beauty in other cultures. And when we come together, I think, as you say, I think darkness sort of hates when we come together because it's beautiful, and it's us watching out for each other and loving people well, all the things that we're called to do. If you think about I'm not going to go on a soapbox here, but if you think about this, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, mm-hmm. gentleness, kindness, meekness, temperance, those are the Holy Spirit things. What in that could possibly be racist or hate another person?
Nothing at all.
Nothing.
No. We have an enemy that is seeking to devour and trying to use those things to divide us. And here you are using music and lyrics to help bring us together.
Yeah, I mean, I've always written about, I think there's richness and diversity. There's a lot of things we can talk about in music. And some people think, I've heard it said, there's a glass ceiling in writing Christian words or lyrics or songs. And I've always been like, what?
Mm-hmm.
I live a different life every day. And I'm a Christian walking in this land. Like, I can write about a different thing every single day. There's not this ceiling that you don't run out of things to write about because we're living every day. But I just think we could write about a lot of things, but I do write about us coming together a lot because I've lived a life full of diversity, from my home to my schools to the things I support to my band, my own family, my wife. I mean, mm-hmm. and I just think, man, me and my wife go at it sometimes, but And me and my band go at it sometimes, and we're different. We've had different upbringings, but when you can get to the point where you're listening to each other and adding both things to the pot, it is beautiful. It's rich.
And you can learn from each other so much.
Yep.